Alpacas stand about 5 feet from head to toe. Fluffier and smaller than their llama cousins, they have long, thin necks, big eyes, and four bottom teeth. Pack animals with their own pecking orders. They communicate by humming. Bob and Ellen Chamberlain have 8 animals at River Bend Alpacas, their farm in Croghan, New York. They've done a lot of research into alpacas, but it's a side business for them right now. He teaches physics at the local school, and she substitute teaches, in addition to raising 3 kids. Ellen Chamberlain coos at Jambalaya, one of the 3 original alpacas, who took a year to warm up to her.
Just gorgeous.
She scratches Cyrus's neck as he leans into her shoulder. She kisses Valentine, who's Kriya, or baby alpaca, should be born any day.
People say they have bad breath, but I don't think so.
Do you agree?
Bad breath. Bad breath.
Breeders and owners love alpacas' curiosity and easygoing personalities. They say it doesn't cost much more to care for an alpaca than a dog. An acre of land can easily support 7 to 10 of them, and alpacas' hooves are padded, so they don't dig up the ground as much as other livestock. Marilyn Otteson is a veterinarian who treats alpacas in Auburn, New York.
They're easy to take care of. They don't require a lot of special things in the way of feed, for instance. And right now, this time of year, a lot of them are out on pasture. They get supplemented with a small amount of grain. They're also very neat animals. As a group, they usually choose 1 or 2 spots in the barn or outside to use as their dung pile, they call it. You worm them periodically, you trim their nails and watch their teeth, and that's about it.
There are around 45,000 alpacas in the U.S. right now. Ohio has more alpaca farms than any other state, and there are more than 800 farms in the Great Lakes region. Right now, alpaca owners make most of their money selling animals to other owners and breeders. A pregnant female sells for around $15,000. A stud male goes for between $15,000 and $30,000. Alpacas are shorn every spring. Their fleece, said to be warmer than wool and as soft as cashmere, sells for $3 to $5 per ounce. Some owners sell it to the Alpaca Fiber Cooperative of North America. Others spin it into yarn themselves to knit hats and gloves. Skeptics say alpaca farming is still a bit of a risky proposition because it's so new. They worry that fleece prices may fall if production exceeds demand. They say with 3 million alpacas worldwide, the U.S. can't compete with South American countries in the limited market. Duncan Hilchey of Cornell University's Department of Rural Sociology says potential buyers must keep tabs on the market for alternative livestock products before jumping into the business.
It's possible to get those prices, but in a very narrow market, you know, if it's a niche, suddenly you get a lot of people producing product, and the value goes down dramatically, and it's not profitable at all.
This isn't the first time exotic livestock have become popular, but in the past they fizzled. Hilchey says the ostrich and emu fads failed because owners didn't promote the animals' meat, feathers, and oil enough to shift from a breeder's market to a viable commercial market. Alpaca owners say the industry is still growing since the animals have only been in the U.S. since 1984. They like the relaxing lifestyle and collaboration that come with raising alpacas. But Ellen Chamberlain says the learning curve has been sort of steep.
It was just a real learning experience for me because I had had dogs and cats and that sort of thing, but never any major kind of livestock before, and certainly had never filled a syringe, let alone given a shot to anybody. Maybe my dad once with his insulin, but besides that, so that was all really new.
And the Chamberlains say they've had a little bad luck. Although they've been hoping for females, 5 of the 6 Kriyas born to their alpacas have been males. They say they don't want more than 20 animals, the most their pastures can hold. Only now are they ready to sell their alpacas. Sorting fleeces in her barn, Ellen Chamberlain says even with the risk, she's excited about raising alpacas.
I think everybody knows that the future success of this whole thing is in learning and growing and the more people you get involved in it with and work together, the stronger it's going to be.
The next big challenge for the Chamberlains might be shearing the alpacas themselves next spring, something Ellen has a little experience doing. But first, they'll focus on taking care of their 3 new Kriyas. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Sky Rode.